Well, MG Mark Geyer joins us right now. He's played plenty of games, but he finished his career at the Penny Panthers. And, Mark, the Melbourne Storm, they're very, very clinical, but can the Panthers get over the line?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Like Spider, it's the big, the old stag versus the young buck. Melbourne have been to this dance once or twice before, and Penrith's youthful exuberance has been fantastic in a word this year. They've managed to break record after record, 17 games straight. Yeah. They are currently on. And look, I don't see why they can't go one step further. I know Melbourne are a fantastic club, team, and they've got the best player that's ever played the game in their side at the moment in Cameron Smith, and possibly the best coach of all time in Craig Bellamy as well. But I just feel that the destiny is on this young Panthers on their side.
Mate, it was interesting watching last week, Mark, how enthusiastic Melbourne were in defence. They were just everywhere with three spare guys to make a tackle if they need them, didn't need them. They're just incredible. But Penrith will just throw missiles at you all day long in attack. I mean, they say defence wins grand finals, but you're talking up the attack of Penrith, yeah?
Yeah, good description, Flam. I think, a lot of people wanted to see Penrith pushed. They wanted to see how deep they'd go, and all of a sudden they played South last week, and South Sydney threw everything at Penrith that last 10 minutes. They were coming home with a wet sail, and Penrith had to dig very deep. They didn't have Billy Kiko on their team either, and he was a big loss with a week off. So I'm heading towards a Penrith victory, but I think it's going to be done through their defence, as you just mentioned.
I love the Panthers, that they've risen to the challenge this year, their consistency. But the Storm have been very clinical in their play.
Yes.
So, okay, heart and money. Not heart and head, heart and bets.
Good question. Yeah.
So your here heart comes. Is Panthers, your bet is on?
Panthers.
No, all right.
Good man. Yeah. And do you think Cam Smith is the greatest of all time? It's very contentious here in Queensland.
Mm. Yeah, I do. I really do. I think I've seen Wally Lewis. I was played against Wally Lewis. I played against Andrew Johns. I didn't play against Jonathan Thurston. I think he's up there as well. Yeah. But I think when it comes to the best player of all time, his CV, if you put that aside, just some of the efforts he does on the field. This is a guy who plays 80 minutes a game. He's about 85 to 90 kilos. He's got the body of an accountant.
really?
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
He really does.
Yeah. Really?
He's got 120 kilo front rowers running him all day, but he manages to not even raise a sweat.
he does it
so easy. And he's the danger man for Penrith. If they can stop Cameron Smith dictating terms as far as the tempo of the play goes in the game, they'll go a long way to securing a victory.
And the last one, Mark, how do you think Storm's going to go up? The Panthers don't know any different, but the lead up to the grand final's totally different. They're training up in, Sunshine Coast. Melbourne, if they were training, they would have thousands and thousands of fans there. They'll have people lying in the streets. They'll be getting massive support throughout the papers. It's just a whole different lead up to a grand final that they've been in plenty of times. It's going to be completely different.
Yeah, well, this whole year has been, hasn't it? This whole year, we've never experienced anything like it. And just the fact that we've got a grand final this weekend in AFL on Saturday and a grand final in the NRL on Sunday is fantastic from all the powers that be. The players have got to be applauded for jumping through hoop after hoop after hoop.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if we could have done it, Spidey, in our day, because I'm claustrophobic and I wouldn't have been able to stay in the bubble. But that's the beauty of it. And I think it could probably work in Melbourne's favour a tad, because they are always out of sight, out of mind in Melbourne, but now they're up on the Sunshine Coast and they've experienced a lot more adversity this year. I think that's going to play a part in how tough they're going to be. Penrith are going to have to play the perfect game to beat Melbourne. Let's face it. They're against the immovable objects who just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And I think they've got the nous. I think they've got the kicking game in Cleary. I think they've got the forward power with Kikau back in the side. And I think they've got luck on their side, which I have. I've got plenty of it on Sunday when they lift that trophy up.
Well, we've always wanted it to come to a weekend where we really can't pick the winner of either grand final. And that's what we're going to see this weekend. Mark Geyer, you're a superstar. Thank you very much.
Love you.